Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we move on in our study to Quran chapter 9, verse 6. For there we read a message. The Muslims in the West love to sing and sing again to prove to the people of the West that people like me, that is Usama Dakdak, are not telling the truth about the final words of Allah, Quran chapter 9 verse 5, and many other verses throughout the pages of the Quran. So without further ado, here it is what Allah said in Quran chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, "And if anyone of the polytheists ask you for a shelter, so give to him a shelter until he hears the word of Allah. Then let him reach his place of safety. This is because they are people who do not know." Wow. You mean I, as a Christian, can seek a shelter and the Muslim wonderful people can give me a shelter so I can hear the word of Allah, so I can make up my mind about if I will accept Islam or not? Because after all, I do not know. I really do not know what the truth, if it is in the Quran or in the Bible, if it is in Islam or in Christianity. Yes, that's exactly what the verse says. Let me read it to you again. "And if any of the polytheists," those are the one who worship more than one God, like Christians according to Islam who worship three gods, Father, Mother, and Son, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, if you know what we Christians really believe. "If we ask for a shelter, Muslims are commanded by Allah to give us a shelter until we hear the Quran, the word of Allah. Then after I hear the Quran, Muslims must send me back to a place of safety. Why is that? Because I, as a polytheist, do not know the truth." And Muslims will use that verse to tell you, you see, what Usama Dakdak are sharing with you about the verse of the sword, that is Quran chapter 9 verse 5, is not true. And let me remind you of what we have covered in our last broadcast concerning Quran chapter 9 verse 5, the verse of the sword. Listen carefully. Allah here is speaking to the Muslims concerning the polytheists. As we just have read in Quran chapter 9 verse 6, Allah is still speaking about the polytheists. So in Quran 9 5, the verse of the sword, we read, "So when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, convert Islam, and perform the prayer, and bring the legal arms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful." We have a contradictory message. And since I am telling you that Islam, according to Quran 9:5, spread by the edge of the sword, Muslim will say, "That's not true. You're taking Quran 9:5 out of context. You don't know what you're talking about. And the proof that I am not telling the truth, if you just read the following verse, that is Quran 9:6, and you see Allah said, and if any of the polytheists ask you for a shelter, so give him a shelter until he hears the word of Allah. It's a huge contradiction. Quran 9:5, when he meets the polytheist, kill them. Quran 9:6, if the polytheist need a place of shelter to hear the word of Allah, welcome them. So here's the truth. Can I go today to a place of shelter, say in Mecca or in Medina? After all, that is the most holy place in Islam. So I can hear the Quran. It would take me only for a couple months. I can hear the Quran. Somebody read it to me and somebody help me answer a few questions here and there about these verses. And perhaps in the end of it, they will let me leave Mecca or Medina to maybe bring me back to the United States of America. Can we do that? No, we can't. Why not? Because the only way for me to go to Mecca or to Medina, these two shelter places, it is I have to have a visa. Why not just get a visa? Well, you don't understand. The visa to enter these holy cities It's not like the visa for everyone around the world can have on their passport to come to America. It is a spiritual visa. It is for me to say in the Arabic language, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And if I say that two sentences, then I got the visa to go to Mecca or to Medina. What is this what I just said in the Arabic language? It is, I bear witness. There is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. It means I have to convert Islam so I can be physically inside Mecca or inside Medina so I can hear the word of Allah. Excuse me. I just want to hear the Quran so I can learn about Islam because I do not know what Muslims really believe. I have so many questions about these 114 chapters of the Quran, and if I go to Mecca and somebody explains them to me, maybe then I will make a decision if I accept Islam or not. And if I say, it was not really meant for me to become a Muslim because I'm not convinced, then they just let me use my return ticket and come back to the United States of America. No. What is the problem? The problem is the timing. Can we practice Quran chapter 9 verse 6 after the four forbidden months? Or that was ended a good 1450 years ago? You see, the Muslims who know the Quran, those who argue with people like me in America, try to convince you that I'm not telling the truth because Quran chapter 9 verse 6 is teaching the opposite of what I am trying to tell you about Quran 9:5, the verse of the sword, which actually gave you only three options. Option 1, we kill your men. Option 2, take your women and your children as concubines and slaves. Option 3, you and your wife and your children repent, convert Islam. These are the only three options. So what about the option Allah gave in Quran chapter 9 verse 6? If I want to hear the Quran, if I want to learn about Islam, and I want to just get a good couple months to study the Quran in Mecca or in Medina, this most two holy cities. No, Mr. Dak Dog. You misunderstand the Quran. You see, let me read it to you again. If we put the Quran in the right order, which is the logical order, we should read 9:6 first and then we read 9:5. Not 9:5 first and then read 9:6, because guess what? 9:5 abrogate, that is cancel, erase, deleted 9:6. So 9:6 is no longer good after 9:5 come to place. When 9:5 come to place, it is after the four forbidden months are passed. But 9:6 was good as long as we are still in these 4 months period. So if I would read the Quran right, I'll read it like that. Quran chapter 9 verse 6 must be read first, which goes as follows. And if anyone of the polytheists ask you for a shelter, so give him a shelter until he hears the word of Allah. Then let him reach his place of safety. We're going to talk a little bit more about the place of safety. What does Allah actually mean by that? But then we read, this is because they are people who do not know. Okay? That is 9:6. Now, Muslims are commanded to practice 9:6 as long as we are still in these four forbidden months. Now let's read 9:5 in conclusion to 9:6. So when the forbidden months are passed, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent and perform the prayer and bring the legal arms, so leave their way free, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. See, the place of safety will help us to understand the true relationship between Muslims and polytheists. Polytheists do not feel safe in the Muslim territory. Polytheists are always living in fear from the Muslim believers. This is not my word. This is the word of Allah. That's why I'm going to read to you 9:6 one more time. Quran 9:6 said, and if one of the polytheists ask you for a shelter, please give me a shelter. Nobody kill me. I'm talking about you, my dear Muslim friends. Don't harm me. Don't kill me. So I can hear the word of Allah. So I can learn about Islam. So give to him a shelter until he hears the word of Allah. What is until? There's a limit there. I'm going to be there as long as you're reading to me the Quran. I am saved from you, from the sword which you have in your hand in the previous verse, Quran chapter 9 verse 5. Then let him reach his place of safety. Ha! I am so worried while I'm with you. I'm so afraid while I'm with you. But after I heard the Quran, please let me go to where I come from without harming me. It is actually that non-Muslims are not safe in the midst of the Muslims.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Now we know the Quran. Now we're back to our city, far away from the dangerous existence among Muslims. And we still have a few more weeks left of the four forbidden months. And the four forbidden months are finished. Finito. Now, let me remind you of what Allah said in Quran chapter 9, verse 2. So travel in the land 4 months and know that you will not hinder Allah and that Allah will shame the infidels. I gave you 4 months to run for your life. I even give you a place of shelter so you can hear the Quran. And then I take you back to your own safe place because you did not accept Islam. And you still have few more hours to run for your life. And you choose not to. As a matter of fact, as I shared with you on our last program, we're not talking about just going for a few miles. Because guess what? I will search for you with all kind of ambush. And if I catch you, I will kill you. Why? Because in the final word of Allah, 9:5, which abrogated 9:6, the place of shelter to hear the Quran is only limited until you hear the Quran or until the four forbidden months are finito. So when the forbidden months are passed, 9:5, the verse of the sword, so kill the polytheist wherever you find them. That's exactly the true understanding to the Quran. So there is no contradiction between 9:5 and 9:6, except that 9:6, it's a good verse, and Muslims practiced it with the polytheists as long as they did not reach the end of these four forbidden months. After that, you can kiss. No kidding, just kiss that option goodbye. And the proof is very simple. I would like today to go to Saudi Arabia, and I'm not going to go to any city. I'm not going to go to Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. I want to go to the holy city of Mecca. I want to go to the holy city of Medina. I want to be there for 2 months, and I want some Muslims to help me out, read to me the Quran, and explain to me a few thousand questions I have concerning that which is written in the Quran. And then I want Muslims to guarantee me before the whole world that they will allow me to return back to the United States of America. Do you think Muslims will honor Quran chapter 9 verse 6? Absolutely not. And I guarantee you, they will never even offer it to anyone to go today to Mecca as an infidel. They have signs all over the roads going to Mecca and going to Medina. Infidels, turn around, go away. Muslims, come on in. And if you're not willing to say the Shahada out loud, they will not let you in these so-called holy cities. So Quran 9 verse 6 has been abrogated, canceled, erased, deleted by Quran 9 verse 5. That is when the last day of the four forbidden months has gone. And that actually took place around 1450 years ago. Now, my dear friends, I'd like to move on to another verse in the Quran, and that is Quran chapter 9, verse 12, which actually started with the bold statement, Muslims are commanded to engage in war with those who insult the religion of Islam. And I wonder, what do you mean we insult the religion of Islam? Can anybody insult Christianity? How can you insult Christianity? How can you insult the God of Christianity? How can you insult the beliefs of Christianity? There's nothing any human can do to insult God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, to insult the Holy Bible, to insult the Christian practice and beliefs, because it is the truth. Oh, you said 2 plus 2 equal 4. How dare are you to say 2 plus 4 to equal 4? This is nonsense. This is ridiculous. Excuse me. First of all, it is the truth. 2 plus 2 equal 4. Second of all, that's what I believe. Now, you can mock it and you can say 2 plus 2 equal 8, 2 plus 2 equal 1, 2 plus 2 equals 3.5, whatever other numbers you want to come up with. And I will simply smile and I say, the fool says in his heart, 2 plus 2 are not 4. Let's look at the verse together, Quran chapter 9, verse 12, to learn about that very important doctrine, which, by the way, Muslims practice it today worldwide. It used to be practiced only in the Muslim countries, but now they actually practice it in the West. Quran 9, 12 says, and if they break their oath after their covenant and stab in your religion, so engage in war with the leaders of the infidelity, surely there is no oath for them. Perhaps they may desist. Allah, how Allah always use the word perhaps. Because believe me, my friends, Allah, the God of Muhammad, does not know anything about the future. That's why I wrote an article years ago, which is titled, Allah, the God of Perhaps. You will never see this anywhere in the Bible, that God say perhaps this or perhaps that. As a matter of fact, God in the Bible told Moses from the beginning, Pharaoh will harden his heart. He will not let the people go. In the Quran, by the way, when we read the same story, Allah said, perhaps Pharaoh will believe. Excuse me. If Allah is God, he should know up front if Pharaoh will believe or not. And by the way, when you go to the end of the story of the Quran, we find out in one location, Pharaoh drowned as an infidel, as unjust. In another place, Allah saved his body and he ended becoming a believer in Allah, the God of Moses, and he became a good Muslim. So let's quickly look at this verse once again. If they break their oath, excuse me, what oath? I saw Quran chapter 9 verse 1 started by telling me Allah and his messenger are innocent from the prophet with whom you have a covenant. The covenant is gone. The oath is gone. Allah and Muhammad broke that covenant. He only gives them the longest times they can have, 4 months to run for their life. But somehow Muhammad forgot and he's still talking about their oath. Yeah. Maybe the infidels who are small, tiny minority here and there between Mecca and Medina will start war with Muhammad, okay? If they break their oath. Of course, nobody's going to break their oath. They know that Muhammad had the 10,000 men and he became a savage political leader who will do nothing but behead everyone, including his own uncle and his own cousin, if they will not submit to Islam, as we have seen previously. So if we break our oath and then what? And then he said, and stab in your religion. What is stab in your religion? Can you get a knife and stab it in Islam? How can you stab? You use a spear maybe with a long handle and you stab Islam? No. It is telling the truth about Islam. It is like me critiquing what Allah said in the Quran in this radio broadcast. This is program number 82. Where we have done nothing but exposing the errors of the Quran in our simple commentaries about some of these verses. Right now, I'm stabbing in the religion of Islam. I'm showing you the holes which is all over the pages of the Quran concerning the only miracle Muhammad and Muslims have for their cult, the savage cult of Islam. So if I critique Islam, if I tell you there's something wrong with Islam, now I'm stabbing in the religion of Islam. What Muslim ought to do is very simple. So engage in war with the leaders of infidelity. What do people do when they engage in war? They meet with their enemies, they have coffee, they eat pizza, and maybe some dessert, and hugs and kisses, and become really good friends. They have great interface meeting. No, that's not what people do when they go to war. That is, they will kill. Notice here, he did not say kill all of them, but kill the leaders of the infidelity. That is, kill Usama Daktok and people like him who will stand and speak the truth about the cult of Islam. Those who stab in the religion of Islam. Surely, I love it when Allah says surely. Surely what? There is no oath for them. They already lost the covenant. And by the way, that verse is also good as long as we are still in the 4 forbidden months. You have to understand, 9-5 abrogate many verses in Quran chapter 9. Because if we're still in the four forbidden months and I break my oath, my covenant was with the Muslims that I will not harm Muhammad, I will not aid anyone to go in war against Muhammad or his people. But somehow I decided, you know what? I'm going to make a new oath with somebody else, and me and the other people will go ahead and attack Muhammad and kill some of his followers. If I do that before the end of my covenant, my oath period, then Muhammad and his followers have the right to kill me before the end of the 4 months. What if I didn't do anything? I never insult Muhammad. I never insult Islam. I never say anything wrong about the Quran. And I mind my own business. And the 4 months are passed. Oh, we're going to go with 9-5. You see, 9-12 is not good when 9-5 is good. When did Quran chapter 9 verse 5 start? It starts at the end of the four forbidden months. So once again, I can read Quran 9:12, and then I read Quran 9:5, and that will be the right order. By the way, rejecting Muhammad as a prophet, not accepting Islam as a true religion from Allah, is a great insult and step in the religion of Islam. And since the four forbidden months has already passed 1450 years ago, we have to live with the final command of Allah, which is, so when the forbidden months are passed, so kill the palaciest wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, that is convert Islam, and perform the prayer, and bring the legal arms, so leave their way free, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.